If you receive my words and treasure my commands, turning your ear to wisdom, inclining your heart to understanding. If you call to intelligence and to understanding, raise your voice. If you seek her like silver and like hidden treasures, search her out. Then will you understand the wonder of the Lord and the knowledge of God you will find. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He has counsel in store for the upright. He is the shield of those who walk honestly, guarding the paths of justice, protecting the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just, honest, and what is every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you and understanding will guard you. Happy are they who find wisdom, the ones who gain understanding, and better than gold is her revenue. None of your choice possessions can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and riches and honor in her left. Her ways are pleasant ways, and her paths are peaceful. She is a tree of life to those who grasp her, and those who hold fast to her are happy. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth and established the heavens. By his knowledge, the watery depths are divided and the clouds drop down dew. Keep advice and counsel in view, my children, and do not let these slip from your sight. So will they be life to your soul and an adornment for your neck. Then you may securely go your way. Your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you need not be afraid. When you rest, your sleep will be sweet. Honor is the possession of the wise, but fools only inherit shame. Let your love be sincere, and hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Anticipate one another and show honor. Do not grow slack in zeal, but be fervent in spirit and serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in afflictions. Persevere in prayer. Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Have the same regard for one another. Do not be haughty. Associate with the lowly, and do not be wise in your own estimation. Do not repay anyone with evil for evil. Be concerned for what is truly noble. Live at peace with all. Forget not my teaching, and take to heart my commands. For many days and years of life and peace they will bring you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And on your own intelligence do not rely. In all your ways be mindful of the Father, and he will make straight your paths. Revere the Lord, and turn away from all evil. The good and evil way, the two ways. Hear, my child, and receive my words, and the years of your life shall be many. I direct you on the way of wisdom. I lead you on straightforward paths. When you walk, your step will not be impeded. And should you run, you will not stumble. Hold fast to instruction. Never let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. Do not enter the path of the wicked. Do not walk on the way of those who are evil. Shun it. Turn aside from it and pass on. For they cannot rest unless they have done evil. To have made no one stumble steals away their sleep. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know even on what they stumble. With your whole being, heed my words and live. Listen to my words, be attentive to my sayings, and incline your ear. Let them not slip out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them. They are health to one's whole being. Guard your heart, for in it are the sources of life. Put away your dishonest talk and deceitful speech put far away from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead and your eyes look forward. Survey the path for your feet, and all your ways will be sure. By their own iniquities, the wicked will be caught. In the meshes of their own sin, they will be held fast. They will die from lack of discipline. Through the greatness of their folly, they will be lost. But the path of the just is like shining light that grows in brilliance till perfect day. He said to his disciples, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life and what you will eat, or about your body and what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Notice the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, yet God feeds them. How much more important are you than birds? Can any of you, by worrying, add a moment to your lifespan? If even the smallest things are beyond your control, why are you anxious about the rest? Notice how the flowers grow. They do not toil or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass in the field that grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you? As for you, do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, and do not worry anymore. All the nations of the world seek for these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these other things will be given you besides. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be."